Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me for this half hour. I got a couple of things I want to talk about. First up, I want to talk about something that's going to change your life. Now, you may not know this yet. You actually may know about this thing that's going to change your life as a business owner. Well, actually, is in your life. Period. Doesn't matter whether it's your business or your personal life. This thing is going to change the way you behave, and it's going to change. It's just going to change so many things about you, and you may actually know about them, but you might not yet know how much of an impact they're going to have. And this is what I believe. Do you know what an app is? Well, if you're talking to someone who's a horseman, someone who rides horses, and you said you use the term app, you know what they would think? They would think we were talking about an Appaloosa, one of the most beautiful horses in the history of the world, right? The Appaloosa. But that's what they said. That's the shortcut for Appaloosa. They called it an app. Well, in this case, an app is an application. In the digital world, an app is an application. You've heard of the term killer app. A killer app is an app that, an application that, that's, email is a killer app, for example. These are things that change the way that it turns something upside down. A digital publishing, in a way, it could be considered an app because it changed the publishing industry, publishing industry. So that's kind of a killer app. Well, you've heard of it used that way. Well, a friend of mine, and I said this earlier, a friend of mine used this term, said this to me one time, not too long ago. He said, apps are everything. And he was talking about mobile applications. Now, have you seen these? Do you know what I'm talking about? If you don't have a smartphone, either an iPhone I have an HTC phone that has Droid software, the Google Droid software. That's the one I chose. I don't care which one you choose, but if you're a small business owner, you must, and I've said this to you before, you must buy and use one of the smartphones, because what drives the smartphone, what makes the smartphone so smart, are the applications. Now, what applications are, these are tiny little diminutive digital power tools that you download to your phone that create power, processing power, information, connectivity power. It puts all that in your palm of your hand at the behest of your thumb and puts it in a presentation on this little tiny screen that makes it very, very useful. You know, many websites will download, and you can see them on your phone, but it's kind of clunky. The resolution is not great for your eye, for the screen, etc. They're made for desktops. Websites are made for desktops. Applications are made for the smaller presentations. That's what a mobile app is. And what's happening right now, people are going nuts over mobile apps. Just like social media, this is not a fad. It is a craze, but it's not a fad. Now, my point is, if you have a small business and you don't have a smartphone that you're using, then you don't yet know where your customers are going. You don't yet know what your customers are interested in, what they like, what they're excited about, which is the app, these apps that I'm talking about. They're getting excited about that. And if you aren't using this, you can't appreciate what they're experiencing, and therefore you can't go with them. You're not going to be able to go with them. You're going to be behind the curve. More and more people. Let me tell you what Eric Schmidt said. And you've heard me say this before, but I want to say it again. I'm going to paraphrase him a little bit. Eric Schmidt is the Google is the CEO of Google, and he said this not too long ago. He said Google expects to be more successful in the future with regard to their search and all the way that they do business with their mobile with mobile platforms. They mean smartphones and iPads, by the way. I just bought one of those. That's a cool device, by the way. Google expects to be more successful in the future with mobile platforms than with PCs, than on the desktop. He expects to be more successful in the palm of your hand than he expects to be successful on your desktop. Now, that is, now Google, whether you like Google or not, they're smart people. Eric Schmidt is no dummy. And they have the ability to look into the future on these things and see how things are going. I believe him. But let me tell you something. Nothing he says is going to work. His prophecy will not happen without the application, the mobile app. And that's what's being developed right now. It's unbelievable. There are literally tens of thousands of mobile applications being developed right now. Many of them are free. Some of them cost $1 or $2 or something like that. But people are buying these smartphones. They're using them. They're not just doing it because it's a cool device to have. They're doing it because combined with the mobile app, these things are very productive. They put the power in your hand, and they take the cool experience that you like on your desktop into a higher orbit of cool. As I said in an article recently, mobile apps are too sexy for your desktop. Now, remember what Wayne Gretzky said, the great hockey player? Remember when he said, "My success was because I skated to where the puck was going, not to where it was." You have to skate, my friends, you have to skate to where your puck is going in your marketplace, in your small business. And in my opinion, that's to mobile apps. Here's what you got to do today. I want you to do this right now. If you don't own a smartphone, buy one and start using it today so you can see what your customers are starting to get excited about. And number two, hire a web developer to make sure that your online presence, your website, works well on mobile platforms, and have him or her start building you a mobile app for your business. It's not that expensive. You too can have a mobile application for your small business. I don't care if you're Google or Grandma's Diner, mobile apps are going to be a big part of your future. And please take my word for this. Please look into this. Please, when you get your phone and you start downloading mobile apps, you will see what I mean. My friends, skate to where your customers are going. Toward mobile apps. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Really couldn't get away too soon.
I can't imagine Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.